Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. Listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, August 5th, 2014, number 91, since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you listen to me on replay, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, 24/7 on iHeart. Thank you. More info, www.yoandrewnts.com, our website. 855-712-YNTS is the toll-free number. Tweet me at Andrew Trigio. Email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Spell it right. Don't be left behind listening to me, Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Here we go. And we're here. We're live. How you doing? I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. If you did ask. I reached August. Can you believe it? Another August. There was a time in my career when I didn't do anything in August. It was I worked or I stayed home and then I went back to college. But now I end up doing this program through August and I like it. It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. My phone screen of Howard Forrest, voiceover personality, Moon Summer, spectating, not tonight, but he is listening all the way from Florida, my father, Tay Giordano, and I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. We've had a lot of great conversations this summer. We had a lot of great ones. We had the conversation on LeBron James, his choice going back to the Heat, and we've learned how he forgave the fans and how he learned his lesson, how money and fame got to his head. We had another great conversation on the border crisis, how we want all this money, but no one seems to be answering where the money should be going to, and we learned where it should be going to. So we had a good conversation on that. So we've had some great conversations this summer so far. What we were able to do that many in the media have not been able to do is take an issue, take a news story, and be able to give it to you in such a way where this is not really all about an opinion. It's really all about what's actually going on. We can't make opinions unless we actually first know what's going on. So that's what we're going to do this hour again. And we're going to do more and more and more until finally we realize we're on the right direction and we're not being left behind. The conversation I want to bring up is why do Americans and companies sue? It's a pretty simple question. Why do they sue? Why do companies decide to come out and throw a lawsuit? Why? Always are screaming out the answer for me. Wherever you're listening at, if you're 15 or if you're over 50, I want to know, what do you think? Now, I know the majority of you are screaming, money! It's all about money! And you're right. Well, of course it's about money. It's always going to be about money at the end of the day, especially this conversation we're having. And you're right, money is. What about, I don't know, revenge? That's a good one. When you sue someone, you want to create revenge. I know what they did to me years ago, so what's the best way to attack them? attack and get their money and get everything they own by suing them. Revenge. That sounds like a good one. What else? Why do Americans sue? Why do companies sue power? What a great way to knock off your competitors by creating an argument that puts them in a situation where they can financially fall. Okay. So we got money, we got revenge, in other words, payback, and we have power. So those are three things we have. Now I'm going to leave the question up to you. You can tweet me at AndrewTreeGeo and Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Email YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Call me toll free, 855-712-YNTS. And you could answer that question, the question of why do Americans and companies sue? I already have three. I have money, I have revenge, I have power. And I already have another one, but I'm not going to mention it. I want you to call in, or you want to tweet or Facebook or email, and tell me, why do Americans and companies sue? I'm not asking you if it's a bad thing or a good thing. I don't care about that at the moment. I'm asking that simple question, why do Americans and companies sue? That's all. If I was in front of a classroom, I had a suit and tie on, and I have three rows of students, and I have this big bulletin board, and I have to start naming words, naming reasons, that's what I would do. All right, everyone, I want you to raise your hands as fast as you can. Why do Americans and companies sue? Go. That's what we're doing. Mr. Giordano is now presenting to his class. Now, after we had that conversation, if I was a teacher, I would bring up a lawsuit that interests me. Now, when I first saw this lawsuit, I didn't have any interest. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't have any interest in this. Of course that's happening. Of course that was going to happen. It's Bose, the audio company that's been around since the 60s, and Dr. Dre Beats that creates the Beat line that you have seen Apple purchase them for $3 billion. And they welcomed them to the family this past Friday, and we're going to see both of them officially come together in September. And this didn't really interest me much. It didn't. All right, Bose suing Beats. That makes sense. They get the nice paycheck. Bose gets nothing out of it, so they sue. Why should I care? Then I ended up doing some research. And then it amazes me. Wow. This is a really interesting conversation. So now we go back to what we were just saying. Why do Americans and companies sue? The first thing we said was money. Now when you look at Beats and you look at Bose, Beats is now a $3 billion company. That's $1 billion less than what Bose made in revenue in 2013. That's a year ago. So why would Bose then want Beats money? When you look at the situation, you see, well, it's pretty obvious it's all about money. That's not true. That is not true. It's not about money. Not just because Bose made $2 billion in 2013. Not because they're jealous that Apple is taking their taking Beats technology, not theirs. The reason why they're suing is because they're being threatened. And because that's just the way they do things. It's that simple. Well, let's go through the lawsuit. What actually is the lawsuit? So right now, Bose is suing Beats Electronics, right? The headphone speaker maker. Bose is saying that Beats, known for its colorful and flashy headphones, had infringed on five of its patents pertaining to its noise cancellation headphones, canceling headphones. Bose also filed a complaint to the U.S. International Trade Commission seeking to halt the sale and import of certain Beat products. Spokesperson for Beats and Apple, they did not comment. Bose spokeswoman did comment, quoting, "We are committed to protecting our investment, protecting our customers, and defending..."
This is audio graded
patents we own. And I add to it, and we've been doing this for so long, I want to do it some more. But what am I trying to say? Andrew, Beats has been bought by Apple. They have all this money. Bose wants their money. That's not true. Now, why am I going all crazy about this? Because the media is not doing anything wrong. Reporters are not doing anything wrong. Let's get that straight. Reporters are coming out and they're saying, this is what's going on. Bose is suing Beats for 5 patents and for infringing this, this, and that. That's all reporters could do. They cannot be biased. They cannot be commentators like myself or many professionals out there in the radio and television field. I could do it. Not make an opinion, but by creating an opinion based upon facts and theories and all that stuff, right? So what's no commentator doing at the moment, that I've been hearing at least, coming out and saying, if you think Bose is suing Beats for their money or for their latest acquisition with Beats, you're wrong. You're completely wrong. The reason why this is so important is because if this gets out of hand, where in the future Beats does lose and they can't be selling headphones no more, suddenly everyone's going to get into the ball. So that's why we're getting this done now. And we can follow it up later on in the future. So why am I saying it's not for money? Because it's not. And this is based on facts. I'm not lying about this. I always said this. I'm going to say it again. They're suing Beats. They're suing Dr. Dre. For what? Because they're feeling threatened. And because it's been the status quo. If you know Bose and you do your research, believe it or not, Bose has been suing people since the beginning of time. They've been suing people since the beginning of time. CEDIA was a company who created electric lifestyle equipment, audio equipment, and Bose sued them saying, guess what? Now, they sued him back in the 90s. Guess what? Here it is. Bose said, guess what? That's our product. That's our name. We're going to sue you. Now, of course, this ended up being a ton of money. Millions of dollars being thrown back and forth, back and forth. I have it right here. Here it is. 4 years and more than $750,000. It was CEDIA versus Bose. It was all about the lifestyle brand. The Trademark Trial and Appeal Board of the United States Patent and Trademark Office has ruled that Bose's accusations of fraud, abandonment, and likelihood of confusion had no merit and that Bose was guilty of laches. As the company waited too long to bring claims against CEDIA. Bose markets a line of speaker under the lifestyle brand. The Patent and Trademark Office did not invalidate that Bose trademark, but ruled that it was not likely to be confused with CEDIA's electric lifestyle offering. Now, I know I said the 90s. My mistake, it was 99-2000 and edited in 2003. Ended up being 4 years and more than $750,000 fighting over each other. So that's what happened. And, of course, they prevailed in a trademark infringement action. Wait a minute. Where am I? No. Sorry. It wasn't. Yes, it was in the 90s. It started in 97, 2000. No. CEDIA began promoting its electronic product in 97. And then 2003 is when they filed a lawsuit, Bose. But that's one example. Then there's another lawsuit Bose did. You ever heard of JBL? Very popular speaker brand, Bluetooth speakers. Well, it was a Bose versus Harman. That was a Supreme Court. On December 20th, the Washington, D.C.-based audio conglomerate confirmed that a federal appeals court upheld a 2000 decision that found Harman in violations of patents held by Bose of Framingham, Massachusetts. In 98, Bose launched a patent infringement suit against Harman, JBL, Inc., and Infinity Systems over the use of elliptical ports, Harmon contested the suit and lost in September of 2000. So there's Bose in 98. Okay, now I got it right. This one was in 90s. Bose decided, well, you took our technology, I'm suing you. Now, in this situation, Bose won. They found that JBL did have some type of infringement, some type of copyright taken away. And we did see that in the other case that we were speaking about, we did see CEDIA that, of course, they won because Bose didn't have any proof. And there's one more. Bose Corp versus Consumers Union of the United States. That was the Supreme Court. My apologies. And that was the Supreme Court. It was argued November 8, 1983, and decided on April 30th, 1984. See what we're doing here? See what's going on? This isn't the first time Bose is suing anybody. This isn't the first time. Of course it's not. This is not new. Bose is coming in again and they're suing. Now, do they have the right to sue? Yes. Are they suing because of money? No, they're very protective of their patents. The question is, does Bose have enough? How is this going to end? How much money is this going to come out? I have another really good question. Why did it take Bose so long? I am defending Bose, and I am giving up the information needed to those who want to hear it. The fact that Bose, this is not the first time they're suing anyone. This is not the Bose is not suing Apple because they're suing because they're threatened because of their patents, and this is the status quo. Why did it take them so long? I have no clue.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet need the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Now with Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no, no, no. You guys, the audience, you keep me coming back every week.
It's the two-year anniversary.
And that's what the show is all about.
Of the Yo Andrew News Talk.
When's the best time to upgrade a floor? How does now work for you? The Home Depot has new lower prices, over 35% off on a wide array of laminate flooring, like Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadillo laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. So let's stop putting off a new floor and start putting one down. Let's do this. Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadillo laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays, ho-ho, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need milk fast? Like nothing for the cereal because my husband drank it all and now it's morning and the kids are going to freak fast. Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with grocery essentials so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Blue Diamond Almonds are buy one, get one free. Plus, get 1,000 balance rewards points when you buy 2 11.5-ounce bags of Snickers Minis. Just 2 for $6.
The road to 100 has begun.
Now, for some of you who don't haven't realized it yet, the summer is coming to an end, and that means the pool is going to close and the beautiful weather to exercise outside will disappear. I want to take out those boots yet. Please don't mention those boots. I don't want to hear it. Our friends at Leslie Sansone Walk at Home is giving away a grand prize for those who want to take a walk in their living room for a change this month only. So I want you to be a part of it. I want my whole audience to be a part of this. I want you to take out your smartphones, tablets, anything you have with a camera and a Twitter account. Are you ready? Here it is. You take a picture of your walking shoes. Right? Sneakers, shoes, sandals, whatever you walk in. You take a picture of it. You tweet out the picture with, "These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks." These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks, with the picture that you took of your walking shoes. Then follow Leslie Sansone on Twitter, at Leslie Walks. I want everyone to be a part of this. I want you to enter to win a grand prize from Leslie Sansone Walk at Home. They've done great things, and I want you to be a part of it, too. Don't be left behind. While you're listening to the program, get up and enter. Walkers are always welcome.
Hi-ho, Kermit D. Frog here. Just stopping by the Yo Andrew News Talk Show to say hello. Hope you're not going anywhere. He's coming back on the air in a few moments, actually. You know, when I taped my first film, it was kind of like this. And, oh, what? Oh, it's time. Okay, sorry, Yo Andrew. Back to the radio program, folks. Don't be left behind. Where has Miss Piggy been, anyway?
It's so funny, because we've had a conversation about Dr. Dre beats already this summer. If you remember, I had the whole conversation on what headphones do you wear, and I gave you the whole spiel. I wear Sony. I enjoy their product. I enjoy their sound through my ears and through this microphone. So I decided to stay with them. If you're just joining us, we are speaking about the lawsuit between Dr. Dre Beats, Beats Electronics, and Bose Systems. And again, the question is 855-712-9687. Why do Americans and companies sue? In this situation, that's the question you're going to see brought up. Why is Beats suing? Why is Bose suing Beats? It's the same way. Why does Americans and companies sue? Because you're going to get the same answer. It's all about money. The reason why I'm doing this is because I don't want anyone to be left behind. You're going to see the first few hundred people come out and say, Bose is jealous because they're losing money, when they're not. They're doing just as well. They've been doing it for the past 40 years. Bose is doing it because they didn't get the deal. That's a lie. That's wrong. Bose is doing it because Apple and Bose have once had such a great relationship. And if you go into the Apple store, you can see Bose. Oh, there it is. Big 250 buckaroo speakers. There it is. Can't touch it, though. Got to get the Apple representative to take it out for you. I'm defending Bose to a certain point. I'm defending the reason why they're suing. Because you feel threatened. I understand. If someone possibly was stealing my technology, I would come out and I would do it. I would. Any company would. And that's another reason why Americans and companies sue. Possession. That's a legitimate reason. And if Bose can really show the rights to it, okay, here we go. Now, the whole, they want to ban products coming into the country. That's not going to happen. That will not happen. That would be such a revolt. But the problem is about a revolt with artists and fans of Beats, they look like a bunch of fools. Because they're all going to scream and yell that Bose is doing this because of money. And no, it's not. That's not true. They're doing this because they feel threatened. And they have, and they have the right to sue. And guess what? They've sued three times already. I read you a lawsuit from the 80s. I read you a lawsuit from the early 2000s. And a lawsuit from the 90s. One was decided. One they lost. And one they were granted a victory. I want you to be the smart one in this situation. I want you, if you're in a backyard, you're having a few beers with the guys or a few glasses with the ladies, I want you to, hey, so, have you heard about that conversation about Beats and Bose? Yeah, my God, I can't believe Bose is suing them. They're probably losing money. No. Well, they probably want money. No. They're probably jealous. No. It's because they're feeling threatened. Okay. Now we're talking. They are feeling threatened. Go on. They are feeling a little bit under the weather today. Their product might be being used by someone else. Now, this is when I don't give Bose any credit. Why did it take them so long? That's the question that everyone should be asking. And that sounds like a question that's cliche and doesn't have any type of back around it. That's a question that you would think would be a little bit annoying. Why'd it take them so long? But that's the best question of them all. Because if you're coming out saying that the studios and the solos, those are the two headphone lines Beats is giving out. Those two headphone lines are giving out your technology the past 6-7 Christmas Eves and Christmas days. What the heck took you so long? That's a great question. So what are you waiting for? Oh, so you're waiting for someone to hit $3 billion? I mean, where's the strategy around this? I understand you have a history of suing. And the majority of the time, you're right. The majority of the time, you're stupid. But now you put yourself in a situation where, what took you so long? Right now, we see brand new studios. We see brand new solos. We see brand new headphone lines. We constantly see a new pair of headphone lines coming out. Constantly seeing it. What took you so long? I want to know. 2007, they launched. Levin, Dr. Dre. They want to create a connection with the artist. You now see Beats everywhere. Tell me you don't. I don't care if you're 80, I don't care if you're 14, you know what Beats are. If it's over your head, if it's in your ears, if it's sitting on your counter playing some music, if it's the commercials they play, if it's to American Idol having the wireless ones in the studio, you know what they are. You might enjoy them, you might not. You might think they're crap, you might think they're the greatest thing since Cracker Jacks at a baseball game. I understand. You're a fan. I can't change that. And right now, I'm not really trying to persuade anyone to think differently. The only thing I'm questioning is why it took Bose so long. And the only one that can answer that is Bose. I already read to you the statement Bose came out with. I read for you that in the top of the hour. I read that to you. They should have asked the question, why did it take you so long? Were you gathering up a plan? I mean, a little sister company has now created such a line, has created such a niche. What's their niche? Attracting the younger demographic. That's their niche. Doesn't matter about the price. The younger demographic. You will not see a 14-year-old wearing a pair of Bose headphones, but you will see them wearing Beats. Because they have the niche. And also what it does, it creates a lot of early adopters to come together and spread the word around why you should stop getting Sony and Yamaha and Souls and JBL Harmons and Motorolas and a missing one, Behringer and Sennheiser, and Mackie, and all these headphones. You want to get Beats? No, I mean, I didn't jump on the Beats. I haven't. My brother has. He loves them. Can't take them outside because they're too expensive. But he owns them. He enjoys them. Good. Hope he does. Hope he does enjoy them. That's fine. I just don't understand why it took him so long. What are the reasons for it? Took you that long? And if you were waiting so long, you could have came out with a better explanation. Well, they stole our technology and the two headphones that Beats has been selling for 6 years. I understand what Bose is doing. I just don't understand why it took him so long. But at least I got to teach you guys something. I feel like, again, I'm the teacher again, and I'm telling my students, I want you to go home to your mom and dad, and I want you to teach them something to make yourself look smart. That's what I'm doing. You know, understand Bose history. You understand what they do best. You understand they're very protective of their technology that's been around since the mid-60s. You understand that they're still a very huge moneymaker. Very huge competitor in the market, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. It's like Galaxy and Apple. Exactly what it's like. I just don't think that they'll be suing each other for the next, I don't know, 10 years. Knowing Bose, they'll spend as much money as they want. And Beats now has the money. Now they're owned, they got $3 billion. I'd use a billion. Get a few corporate lawyers. Get the court case going. It's over. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687 is the number. I'm done with this conversation. I'm done. Wow. I guess I'm ending class early. Class dismissed. Class dismissed. Go home. There's really nothing really else to talk about. I gave my points out, and I went into an opinion. Wow. Well, I'm waiting for your call. I haven't done this in a while. Not good. Everyone's on vacation right now. If you're listening, thanks for stopping by. Damien, here. Phone line's all yours. I just control it. And the next, and the end of the hour, I'll speak about how this could end. Right now, we're just in the spark of it. We haven't got any court dates, and we don't. No, we'll get into the conversation how it could end. As of right now, the phone number is all yours, 855-712-9687. You can email me and you can tweet me. So any way you could connect with me, by all means. Number's all yours. Never thought this would interest me. Never thought it would. I beat Sue's apple. Oh, sorry, both Sue's beets. When you have both names that sound very similar, you kind of get mixed up. And I feel like I just sparked a new argument. Could Bosu Beats for its name? B-O-S-E-B-E-A-T-S. All right. Four letters, five letters. Here we go. Fight. I mean, Bose hasn't sued anyone in years, so I guess Bose has gone out. I mean, the last known lawsuit ended in 07, so I guess, getting bored. Have you noticed that they sued all the people that have got some recognition? Look, they sued JBL. JBL's a very respected brand now. Many have enjoyed their Bluetooth speakers recently. Well, Beats Electronics has their own, and of course Bose has their really, really big ones. JBL's been a very well-respected company. I like Sony. I enjoy Sony. I don't know, like, well, we have the Sony system here in the studio further down. It's great speakers. Knock on wood, does everything. I got the Sony headphones. I got another pair of headphones for my spectator, my father. He enjoys them. I just don't like their boards, though. They're not really known for that. They're known for, what, their TVs. And then when it comes to sound, you got what, sound bars and headphones. Okay, that works. I like that. All right, 855-712-9687 is the number. And my friend Moon, she'll say it again for you. Don't put it behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When's the best time to upgrade a floor? How does now work for you? The Home Depot has new lower prices, over 35% off on a wide array of laminate flooring, like Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadilla Laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. So let's stop putting off a new floor and start putting one down. Let's do this. Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadilla Laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in the cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian Zing? They got Asian Zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself and for your heart. Start walking with your family. You'll feel better. Start walking in your community. You'll lead happier and healthier lives. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association START program, visit startwalkingnow.org and start walking. Start something.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I'm calling all nostalgic minds in the world. Well, let me speak a little English for you. Who's a 90s child? Well, I am. And like I always say on this program, the best 10 years of my life. People criticize me, how do you remember? Well, that's the best part of it. Remembering is key. But I want to remind you that there is a place where you can remember all the memories, even if you don't. And that's Facebook.com/a90s child. It's a Facebook like page dedicated to a fan base and children of the 90s and 90s only, even though everyone's invited. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. Now, what's great about a 90s child is you don't have to be a Facebook user. You just go on the like page, facebook.com/a90s child, and you can scroll every day up and down to see new content. You can view on your mobile, you can view on your tablet, computer, anywhere you go, anywhere you like. The only thing you need is internet and a device to view it on, computer, tablet, all that great stuff. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast starting very soon. So if you know someone, or if you love the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page, the only 90s page of its kind.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later... He settles for Yo Andrew.
Come on, Archer.
Almost done with the first hour here on the Orange News Talk Show. I can never play drums like that. Never. Never play drums like that. I did play drums, actually. Have I ever shared that? I played drums. I was sitting there. It was fourth grade. And my teacher at the time, Mr. Novak. So this was when I moved to Staten Island. So we're just hitting 2000. And we had these square setups. I don't know, you know why? Because of groups. That's why. So there was one person in front of me, and one person on my left, and then another person. No, two people in front of me and one person on my left. And we went into the auditorium one day because we had to do this test. The guy played the piano. We wrote down some notes. Now, I didn't care less. I don't know why I'm here. What am I doing? I'm going to do it anyway. I ended up being chosen for the band. Fourth and fifth grade. Sixth grade, I didn't get in. So they said no. I had to take remedial classes. Did it help me? I guess so. I'm here, right? Remedial. Yes, double periods of math. Oh, my goodness. Imagine that. They gave you all this math in 1 hour, and they expect me to take it with me and bring it home. It's that's the curriculum for you. Yeah, I play drums, though. I chose drums. And while everyone had the nice real instrument and the black cases, I had this little wooden rubber piece and two drumsticks that I lost. And I had to go to a music store to get new ones. And there were times when if the drummers weren't doing well, he sat us down. Yeah, sit down, drummers. It was really the worst time. I'm here, my parents' tax money paying to play these drums, even though I might be the next Ringo Starr, but you're sitting me down. They don't believe me? Fine, don't believe me. All right. I don't lie in this program. I'll tell you the good things, I'll tell you the bad things, and that was not fun. But see, I went to college, I chose what I wanted to do, and I was a little bit older. We didn't have no bands in college, though. And there was no beats around either. 855-712-YNTS. No drummers allowed. Maybe. I mean, I bring up my friend John Crossfield again. He's been calling me for days. I haven't called him back. I have to call him. John, if you're listening, I will call you. Been busy. You work jobs, and then you're doing the show, and then, you're trying to maintain everything around you. It's not easy. Try to keep everything in line. Don't want to procrastinate. Don't ever procrastinate. That's what we not do on this program. 855-712-YNTS is the number. So, we're ending up the program. That program, my goodness. Show's not over yet. End of the hour. Speaking the Beats and the Bose lawsuit, how it could end. It could easily end by Beats dropping the whole... dropping the whole lawsuit. That's not going to happen. It could end when Bose actually wins. They actually fight for their patents. And we see the government come out and say, yeah, the appeals court come out. Well, I'll be damned. Beats actually stole the patent technology. Here it is. That could happen. And then Beats has to pay Bose in damages. I don't see, even though Bose did file a complaint to the U.S. International Trade Commission seeking to halt the sale and import of certain Beat products, I can't see that happening. I can't. Because if you ban one product, it's going to be such an outrage. Bose will end up losing money. Just because many will be so angry at Bose that they wouldn't want to do business with them. It will be so damaging to their product that Beats will end up gaining something out of it. End up being a very horrible backlash. That's what would happen. So I really don't see that happening. We can see Beats winning, saying, well, we have never touched your patents. We don't care for your technology. We've done something that you haven't done. Deal with it. We're making some money now. Welcome to the audio market, kid. That might happen. This might go all the way up to the Supreme Court. Well, no. No, it wouldn't go up to the Supreme Court. I know, yeah. No, it might if it goes back and forth through small courts and appeals and all. Yeah, it might. Our justice system might have to come in. That might happen. We might see one loser, one winner, and then they just keep suing each other like Apple and Samsung does. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That might happen. There are so many explanations, and the only thing we can really do right now is wait. At least we now understand the situation. We understand who Bose is and where they're coming from, what Beats is and what they're coming from, what one stands for, the other stands for. We question why it took Bose so long. And now we sit here and we wait. We wait for Bose to answer that question because you know it's going to come up. Beats is going to argue, why did it take Bose this time frame to confront that we were doing anything wrong? Not saying we are doing anything wrong, but why are they suddenly accusing us? That's a good question. I want to know. I'm sorry, I just got a Snapchat of Wet Willie's from AC. Ugh, great place. I know. I'm now promoting drinking on the show. Now, I know. I got this Snapchat, completely obsessed with it. Another social network to spy on me, but I'm going to take it. Hopefully they don't sue me for saying their name. So, Bose and Beats, it can end in so many ways. We do know it is too early to tell. I don't see us taking any sides because we don't have any information. If you came and asked me, yo, Andrew, why, Andrew, who will you think will take the victory out of this court case? I can't say a winner. I can't say that. There's not enough information. The only question I have is to Bose, why did it take you so long? That's all. I know where Bose is coming from, Beats. They're probably going to be ready for the fight. If I had asked a question to them, I would ask, is Apple going to be involved in this situation? Because Beats Electronics is going to be a branch off of Apple. Now, would they want Apple to come in and, hey, you know, Apple's got a ton of corporate lawyers. They sue all the time. You want to come in and join us? That might happen. So those are the two questions I have that we don't have an answer to unless we actually call up Bose and call up Beats, and if they even give us an answer, they probably won't. Very confidential. They don't want to say anything that would ruin their image or even ruin their chances. They're already going to be spending a ton of money each. Just by lawyers and dates and transportation and the outcome of all of this. I think it's a great conversation. We use Bose in our houses. We use Beats on the road. They become a huge part of our life, especially with mobile devices and computers all around us. We all use headphones. Even though many fields in media is shrinking, the audio market is still alive and well. And it's a great, it's a lot of competition. And that's what I love about the audio market. A lot of great competition. And there's some time when you get to see some disagreement between two companies, and they both have their rights. You go out and sue. I know that Bose is being threatened, and this is what they've done in the past. And Bose hopefully will see a victory or see that the judge is on their side. And Beats, well, Beats, if you did do it, really hope you didn't because that wouldn't be good. See, that's what would happen. That's the only time you won't see a revolt. If there is so much proof that the average consumer who enjoys Beat products understands, okay, I understand. I can see that, wow, Beats has stole a lot of patents, a lot of technology. This is a problem. So well, what are we going to do? We're going to stop buying the product. But I don't see that happening. Because that means it becomes a scandal. that will it will become a scandal. A very successful company around for 6-7 years suddenly steals off of the big one that's been around for over 40. That's a scandal. I don't expect that. But you never know. Again, it's all about a one-man opinion. One-man show. That's what it's all about. All right. Second hour coming up. I'm going away in 2 more seconds. Ebola. Ooh.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet need the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
When's the best time to upgrade a floor? How does now work for you? The Home Depot has new lower prices, over 35% off on a wide array of laminate flooring, like Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadillo laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. So let's stop putting off a new floor and start putting one down. Let's do this. Hampton Bay Canyon Grenadillo laminate, just 99 cents a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Now through August 21st, U.S. only, see store for details.
I used to drive all over town for low prices, but now I let Walmart's incredible new Savings Catcher do the work for me. I just enter my Walmart receipt online and Savings Catcher does the rest. It compares the prices I paid for items at Walmart with advertised prices from other top stores in my area. And if Savings Catcher finds a lower advertised price, Walmart gives me the difference on an e-gift card. Now that's my kind of work.
Introducing Savings Catcher from Walmart. Go to walmart.com/savingscatcher for details. Eligible items only. Restrictions apply.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need milk fast? Like nothing for the cereal because my husband drank it all and now it's morning and the kids are going to freak fast. Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with grocery essentials so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Blue Diamond Almonds are buy one, get one free. Plus, get 1,000 balance rewards points when you buy 2 11.5-ounce bags of Snickers Minis. Just 2 for $6.